U.S. Senator Kirsten Gillibrand visited a food pantry in Albany's Arbor Hill this morning to help pack healthy meals for New Yorkers struggling to make ends meet during the coronavirus pandemic. Officials at Trinity Alliance of the Capital Region's Arbor Hill Food Pantry say 1 in 10 people across the area it serves struggle with food insecurity. Gillibrand, a Democrat, helped bag food and load a food pantry delivery truck. She says demand has skyrocketed during the COVID-19 pandemic.
Families who used to volunteer or donate are now part of those who need access to these food pantries. We've seen mile-long waits for a bag of groceries. Farmers have been forced to dump thousands of pounds of milk because they can't bring their produce to market.
Gillibrand introduced legislation, the Food Bank Access to Farm Fresh Produce Act, in May. She says it would alleviate the strain on food banks and the food supply by cutting out middlemen, funding $8 billion in block grants to food banks to purchase fresh produce and dairy directly from farmers.
There have been some extremely difficult times here in Albany, and we've seen a recent surge in gun violence that's been devastating, and it's deeply impacted this community at a time when we are already struggling with COVID and the epidemic. This pandemic and the economic crisis that it's caused has left the capital area families in need more help than ever.
Sarah Adams is Program Director for Trinity's Health and Wellness Division.
In the month of, I believe it was April, we served over, we operate two pantries in the city of Albany, but out of the one we're at today in Arbor Hill, we served, I believe, Andre, it was over 400 households.
Yeah.
Households, when we're usually serving around 100, 150 households per month. And we've seen that uptick sort of sustained even as we're coming out of the pandemic.
Food pantry program manager Andre Lewis says the agency plans to maintain its level of service as we head into an uncertain post-COVID future.
We're doing a lot of home delivery, so we're going to maintain that to ensure that everyone within the city of Albany that we serve is served.
Any special qualifications, like if somebody listening to this, you know, needs food, is there any income or other qualifications or stipulations?
Just the need. We've kind of loosened up on our regulations and criteria quite a bit to accommodate everyone. So just the need. You live in the city of Albany, and we've even stretched outside the city of Albany. So anyone that comes and there's a need, we'll serve them.
Gillibrand says during the COVID-19 crisis, more than 30 million Americans are jobless, and many are struggling to put food on the table.
We also need to reduce the pressure on the food banks. They play a vital role in our response to this crisis, but they can't shoulder this burden by themselves. Expanding access to SNAP, the Supplemental Nutrition Assistance Program, food stamps, is what will help do that. So will delivering nutritional resources through to families that have lost access to free or reduced priced school meals through the pandemic EBT program. For anyone in our country to go hungry is unconscionable.
According to Feeding America, nearly 100% of food banks across the nation reported an increase in demand for food assistance during the pandemic, with an average increase of 59%. Dave Lucas, WAMC News.